Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and darn sexy people. Woohoo! It's Sunday, and we got our time together. I'm loving it. And I don't even know where to begin. There's so much information here. But I think I'm going to just jump in. I want to begin with the next installment on Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. I hope you are well into doing what they've given us so far, writing out the statement, saying it out loud in the morning and at night with feeling while your heart's open. Okay? Basically, this is the same thing as a claim, guys. You are directing your energy to automatically go into this knowing. They call it auto-suggestion. We call it stating our claim. It's the same thing. Science says focusing your thoughts, right? Focusing your attention. What you focus on is what you get. All the same thing. So this week's lesson is on imagination, which, as you know, I'm a very good person to talk about imagination, being an actress. But Einstein, Sophocles, a lot of the Greek writers, Henry Ford, Madame Curie, all of these scientifically aligned people talk about the importance of imagination and why imagination is the key to everything. So I want to read this little ditty quickly from Think and Grow Rich. The imagination is literally the workshop wherein are fashioned all plans created by people. The impulse, the desire, is given shape, form, and action through the aid of the imaginative faculty of the mind. So, if you want to make some money, go into your imagination and go, okay, my intention is to hear and access and pull down and be aware of all ideas out there in my imagination that can help me make money, that can help me align with wellness, that can bring in that relationship that I want. Let me live in my imagination, in creating it, and also in getting guidance to see how to create it. Okay, the only limitation, Mr. Hill says, our only limitation is the development and use of our imagination. The more we can imagine, and that brings in the world of all possibilities, all you can imagine is possible, then your imagination can open to all kinds of worlds. We just watched A Wrinkle in Time, not the greatest movie I've ever seen, but man, did they get the theories correct in it. So it talks a lot about, you know, going out and touching the universe and blah, blah, blah. And then it, of course, has to go into the dark side and the light side and and how you choose what it is that you want. So I don't know if you want to entertain yourself and really learn something and go into your imagination about all this work. That's a good movie to watch. So there's two kinds of imagination. The first kind is synthetic, where you take a lot of old concepts, existing ideas, and put them into new combinations. There's a lot of writers out there that take ideas from and writings from a lot of healers and put them together in a concise way, right? But that's not what they're talking about. He's talking about creative imagination. And creative imagination is what I do as an actress, most actors do as actors, most artists do. Creative imagination is when the finite mind of humankind has direct communication with infinite intelligence. Now, we call that channeling, don't we? When I channel for you, I have direct communication with infinite intelligence. That's where hunches and inspirations are received. That's where all new ideas are developed. But the creative imaginative mind only functions when the conscious mind is vibrating at exceedingly rapid rate. Now, what helps that? Knowing that you have the power, because if you still are doubting you have the power, you're going to work on this plane, guys. You're not going to work interdimensionally because you doubt that you can do that. You have to know that all things are possible. All ideas are out there, but you've got to reach up and grab them. That's what ask and ye receive means. So we have the desire. We have the plan. We have the imagination, how to bring that plan about. And then you put it in writing. All right. So hang on. I'm going to another page here that this chapter, I swear to God, is marked up my poor book. Every cell of your body and every atom of matter began as an intangible form of energy. Desire is a thought impulse. Thought impulses are forms of energy. When you begin with a thought impulse, desire, to accumulate money, you are drafting into your service the same stuff that nature used in creating this earth and every material form in the universe, including the body and the brain in which the thought impulses function. As far as science has been able to determine, the entire universe consists of but two elements, matter and energy. Through the combination of energy and matter has been created everything perceptible. So ideas are literally the beginning points of all fortunes. And ideas come through and from your imagination. And that's why we have, this is a true statement, yes, this is why we've spent so much time, guys, finding out and releasing and replanting our belief systems. Because if we believe that we are not able, if we believe we're not smart enough, if we believe we don't know how, if we believe it's not time, right, you're not even going to choose to go into your imagination to find out your greatest guidance. Why would you do that if you think it's not possible to happen anyway? Okay? Ideas can be transmitted into cash through the power of definite purpose and definite plans. So sit down and go into your heart. What do I want to do? What makes me excited? I'm going to commit to that. Let me write down a plan. How can I? How can I do this? How can I? How can I? How can I? Ideas can be transmitted into cash through the power of definite purpose and definite plans. What do you think a writer does when he sits down and writes out of his imagination a film script? He is creating a definite purpose. I'm going to get this film script done. And this is my plan. I'm going to write it. If I have an agent, I'll go through my agent. If not, I'll get an agent, or I will find out a way to get it to the actor and get them behind it, or I will find out a way to get it into the studio. I'm going to do this because I've committed to it. But it starts with his idea, which comes from his imagination, and then he takes it into a definite plan. Again, you know, I teach this 24/7 that's been around for since 77. It's really lighting my batukas in a whole different way. So you're ready for this book. Pick it up. That's not everything. Wait, they're telling me to go to another page. After this page? Oh my gosh. I love it when stuff... This page. Oh, they want me to read... I'm supposed to read this. Ideas are the beginning points of all fortunes. Ideas are products of the imagination. Okay. So... what I would do is sit down, get quiet, go into your love place, and go, okay, I am connecting to all ideas that are connected to money for me. If you're in your love place, that automatically connects the love to it. So know that you're not going to misuse these ideas. All righty. So, guys, our webinar this Wednesday, Alzheimer's, Dementia, and Autism. It's this Wednesday. I do not understand why we don't have as many signups for this subject when it's affecting everybody in the world. It's interesting to me. But I just do what they tell me to do. Dr. Bredici and I are going to be there. They've got a couple of pieces of information here. It's weird. Everywhere I go now, I see an article on Alzheimer's or something new comes in about dementia or autism, which is the way it works. Once you commit to an idea, I am going to have this webinar, then all the information finds you. The channel wants you to know that in the mental states of all of these, Alzheimer's, dementia, and autism, there is no frequency of remorse or the need for a redemption. It appears to us, oftentimes, that these people are unreachable, and they are unreachable because they do not want to deal with the frequencies and vibrations that you're dealing with. They live literally in a state of love. Yes, even when they seem very angry. Well, see, this is new information, not in my notes. Even when they seem very angry and distraught and I'm seeing my grandfather take his cane and try and hit my grandmother with it when he was in and out of that place. So a lot of the webinar, Dr. Brodici will be talking about what we can do and the causes on the physical plane, but a lot of the webinar is going to be dedicated to the understanding, increasing our understanding, so we deal and communicate with these states in a much higher way. Look, I had somebody email me, and I really appreciate these emails because it makes me test myself, you know, and what's going on, and it brings in new information. And it was a suggestion that on the webinars, why doesn't everybody just pay what they can? And I want to address this because that doesn't feel good to me as someone who's teaching you how to increase your money. I want to be clear that I never turn anybody away, guys. If you need a scholarship to the webinar, then ask for it. I always test. It's in their highest good to gift them this webinar. And she said, you know, well, I feel better if I can contribute something. On the homepage, there is a donate button. So donate what you feel good about, what you can handle. Write me and say, Dee, I donated this. I would like to do the webinar. And, you know, let me test it. Because if you, for example, last week I did two privates out of the love of my heart. And because when I tested it, the channel said, yes, you need to do this. One was around a death. And, well, anyway, it doesn't matter what they were really around. But I test everything, guys. And if it's not in your highest interest, if you need to step up to the plate, the channel will test no, that you're enabling this person. They need to step up and realize they have enough money. And I'm not I'm not addressing this toward the person that wrote me at all. But it brought up a lot of things for me to look at and search around what my intentions were. And also, guys, I, like you, have been working continuously and consciously on my self-worth, claiming my self-worth, and allowing myself to claim that in a monetary way also, while holding that my highest intention is to serve everybody. And I bet a lot of you guys are working on the same thing. So if there is a way in your imagination to create this, you will create it. Okay. I also got this amazing piece of information that Mount Sinai Research just discovered that Alzheimer's, they found out, was connected to the herpes virus. Now, we'll go into more detail on that on the webinar. Just because you have or had herpes doesn't mean you're going to get Alzheimer's. So correct that thought right there. Basically, it was viruses, but the most prevalent viruses they had found were those linked with herpes and herpes type diseases. So that's what I mean. It's crazy. I'll sit down, open a magazine, go right to the page of information I need. And that's how it works. Okay. Also, the July special, Fun Focus and Fruition. Whoopee for all of those that you have replied. We've got an amazing group. I want you all to know it's going out to over 1 million people this week. Thank you to Robert Clancy and Lisa Winston for taking me under their beautiful wings. And there's only 100 spots. So if you've been on the fence about it and you want to sign up, I would do it now. It starts from 1 week from Tuesday. Okay, can I go to the calls? Yes, I can. We're starting with Nancy in Oklahoma. Hi, you're on.
Hi, I am just wondering, it's very interesting to me, and I have so many friends that just keep recreating the same set of circumstances with different people in it, and I'm wondering what your thought is about that.
Well, I can tell you exactly what that is. That's a belief that's playing out in the same way with different people. I mean, how many of us know the guy or the girl who keeps going into relationships with exactly the same kind of person and never learning what they need to learn to replace that belief system that that's what they need? I know I was one of them.
No.
I was, because in my childhood, all I saw was the woman has to take care of the man, because my dad was an alcoholic, and so I kept attracting in one way or another guys that I needed to take care of. And then Chris showed up, my big Marine, and he said, no, I'm going to take care of you. And I went, oh my God, I don't even know how to do it. How do you do this? Okay. So that's what it is. And now, oh my gosh, you guys, how did I get here in the show? Hold on. I got to get my sheets. I'll be right back. Hold on. Duh. All this new information was coming in about all this stuff. Okay, so we're going to a core belief, because this is the core belief creating this in, this is also part of your pattern around why you keep creating, and I'm going to money. But, you know, when you have a core belief, it goes across every subject in your life. Here, five, six. I'm not supposed to be here, and I don't belong. I'm not supposed to be here. And here is, I'm not supposed to be here creating my own life, being happy. I'm always at the whim of something outside of myself, Nancy.
Interesting.
And that's why they, and well, when I say you think you belong being rich and wealthy, it goes right to no. Is that true?
Probably.
Well, is it true?
I think so. But you know, it's funny because I never have to worry about money.
Okay.
Because I always have enough.
Yes, I didn't ask that. So everybody,
true.
Yeah, and listen to your words, Nancy. I always have enough.
Mm-hmm.
Well, is it
that's
okay
true.
To have more than enough, way more than enough? I get a no.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
So why? Think of all the things you can do with way more than enough. Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Interesting.
So,
yes.
So that's, guys, you deserve to have what you want just because you want it. But you got to want it, because otherwise the imagination can't come in and help you figure out how to create it. I want this just because I want it, and I create it just because I want it right now. You don't have to have a reason. You're good enough right now. You're supposed to be here creating exactly what you want right now, and you belong in that creation process with all the people that know how to do that. So claim it right now, everybody. Claim it right now. Whatever you want, you deserve it. Just because you want it. You wouldn't be given the want if the desire wasn't there. But then if you're following the teachings of Napoleon Hill with me, the desire is the first thing. And then you got to take it into your imagination and come up with a plan. Okay?
Uh-huh.
All right. That's everything. You got your answer, Nancy?
Yes, you gave it to me quite well. Thank you.
Okay, baby cakes. Go get them.
Okay, thanks.
Bye. Oh, that was an awesome start. I like that. Phyllis, you're up.
Oh, hey, Dee. How are you?
Good.
Sorry, I'm stuck outside. I'm in the building again. I don't know. I've been just kind of a strange couple of weeks. I just don't feel like I'm not in my body.
So I get a no on that, Phyllis. And the first thing they're saying to me is, this is what's comfortable for you, to defer to something's not right. I feel kind of weird. This is where you go kind of to be comfortable. And it's really time to break out of that and soar. Be happy, feel your power, get into your creativity, get into your imagination. You don't want to default here anymore. And it's just a choice. It's just a choice, Phyllis. I mean, they're like shaking their fingers. So when I don't get that very often, but when they're doing that, it's like, you know, shit or get off the pot. Are you going to do this or not? Pardon my French, but that's the way they gave it to me. Okay. I say there's something else, I get a no. It's just, no, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to do this. I'm going to do this. What do I need to do to feel great? What do I need to do to be filled with energy? What do I need to do to get excited about every day when I get up now? You that's got to be our default place, guys. Not, gee, I wonder why I feel so funky. You don't have to know anymore. You just have to go, well, whatever it is, I'm balancing it. My choice is to feel great and excited and filled with energy. That's my direction for my day. Let's go. Okay? That's it, Phil.
Okay.
You're not giving me anything else. So are you able to accept that? Are you ready to accept that and move here?
Yeah. Yeah,
okay.
I am.
All right. Let's do it.
Okay.
All of us together. Goodbye.
All right, bye-bye.
All righty, we're going to go to Lee in California. Hi, sweetheart, you're on.
Hi. Okay, so I had a question this morning, and now I don't anymore, because this is just so clear. It's just so clear. It's like,
good.
What am I waiting for? Nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Exactly.
We're moving.
You
we
guys aren't waiting for anything but yourself.
No.
That's what you're waiting for.
Yeah. Done.
Okay.
And the day is filled. And I loved your analogy of the 25 hats last week, and I'm having fun with them. Thank you very much.
Oh,
and
good.
Can I tell you a miracle?
Oh, please.
Okay, so I got invited into this coaching program, concierge coaching, and now I'm building a company from the ground up with people just like you said, all the people with whom I belong, and I'm
Mastermind.
Starting acting classes next week. Yep.
Oh, that's awesome, Lee.
And I got it for free.
That's even more awesome.
Okay, it's worth $10,000, Dee. Thank you.
Yeah, but see,
your guidance. Yep.
Yeah, you can create anything, but you've got to ask, how can I? You can't go, oh, well, I'll never be able to afford that, so I'm not even going to try. You don't ever walk out of the door then. You put the dunce cap on when you do that.
Mm.
You know?
Yes.
Put Peter Pan's hat on and go, okay, I'm ready to fly. Let's go. I love how they played around with that one. Yeah, Lee. And they want you to know that you absolutely can channel and do this work that I and many other people do. Quit doubting yourself. And that goes for all of you, by the way, but they really want Lee to know that today.
Thank you.
If you want to do it, do it.
Yes.
But playing this, oh, I'm, you know, they're giving me the word quiet, the quietly, you know? No. They want the big, bold dancing, I freaking created this for freely. Right?
And, yeah.
Yes, and then you get more information, guys, when you're bold and having fun.
Yes. Celebratory,
okay.
Celebratory. Thank you.
You bet. All right, Miss Katie and Reno, you're on. Hi, baby. I'm great.
Hi. I would love if you could give me some help with balancing. So first time I ever called you was on Mother's Day, and I was working Love is Pain, and I got this amazing gift. I've been confirming that I am receiving love from all the places because that's my new belief. And I've been getting lots of insights to my blocks. And I think
yes.
I'm so ready to just break through. But there's one thing popped up just like yesterday. And it's about power and love. When I was growing up, I was powerful. And my power was celebrated. But there was no love in that. And in order to feel loved, I had to get sick. Because my mom and, you know, people, they only loved people who were sick and broken.
Yeah,
so,
I got it.
And it's like power and love, they just don't go together. And it's
No. The truth, Katie, the truth
yes.
is power and love do go together. Look
right,
at Gandhi.
Right, but I want to see it. I want to feel it. Yes.
Well, but you have to know it, and then you see
yes.
it. So
okay.
you go into your love place. I'm assuming you know how to drop into your heart and instantly find that love place.
Yes.
I taught everybody. Okay. All right. And that's what it feels like when power and love go together.
But unfortunately, my love, it feels sad sometimes. In fact, I feel love, but it's sad.
Okay.
I want a happy love.
Okay. Then I would start claiming I am happy love.
Okay.
I am. Not I want.
Okay. Okay.
You see, because what you have to recreate through claims and auto-suggestion and direction is that love feels happy. Now,
okay.
the best place to find that representation is in an animal. Do you have a pet?
Yes, I have my husky who we,
Okay.
Shared a little bit about her.
So, is that not happy love for you, Katie?
Mm-mm. No.
When you love your dog, you don't feel happy.
Well,
I'm getting
my
that
kid's dog.
Well, that's not why. That's not why. Okay, hold on. Sheets. But give me a song, please, any song that pops in, because this is important for all of us, since this work is based on love.
What's that, Over the Rainbow song?
Okay, Somewhere Over the Rainbow?
Yes, uh-huh, yeah.
So, bluebirds fly, birds fly over the rainbow, why oh why can't I? So there's a belief that you absolutely cannot feel happy about love, and you have to be kind of tough love and reparent yourself on that, baby. Every morning you get up, I am ready, willing, and able to know that love is happy. In this day-to-day, bring me all experiences where love is happy. And you start with your dog and see, again, you're not using the dog to make you happy and love. You are using the dog so that you can access that within yourself. Because what happened was you chose a family that taught you what you didn't want so that you would know what you did want, that feeling love feels happy and joyous. So thank them for their service. Thank them for bringing that in so vividly for you, so that at this moment now you could go, that's the past, not looking at it anymore. In this moment right now, I know that love is happy and happy is love. And
it.
I want those
I
two things. Okay, good. Yes, I'm getting
it. And I signed up for the fun and focus and creation.
Oh, gosh. Look, there's no program better for you right now.
Right?
It is all about accessing love, learning how to use love, focusing love, and then creation happens. Okay, so it's a perfect program for you right now.
It was
perfect.
A funny story because I kept asking myself, should I sign up? And I was in a low place and I felt like, no, I'm not going to sign up, maybe later, but not right now. And then I kept working on love and something shifted and I got these words, now you sign up now. And I just did it. And PayPal had this, no payment for 6 months and I just got a new job. So it's going to happen. I mean, the shift happened in the moment and I signed up right then.
And you could not have described it better. That's how it works. As soon as you start redirecting your energy with new claims around what you want, then stuff comes up and you go, oh, my God, that's why I'm doing it. And then you get more energy and then you want to do more for yourself and take action. I'm so glad you painted that out for everybody because it's exactly how it works. Thank you,
it was
Katie,
a moment
calling in.
Just like, now you sign up. And I heard it so loud and it was so funny because before I kept getting this no. And I was authentic to, my feelings. So I just waiting and kept working on love. And it was like, boom, done.
And I want you to know that you were the one that kept saying no. And you switched yourself so much that then you could say yes to yourself. Beautiful.
Always, of course, yes.
Beautiful.
Thank you so much, Dee. I love
Thank you, darling. I love you, too. All right, Dan, get some manpower on here. Hold on. You're coming on. Hi. What's up?
Hey, darling.
Hey, sweetheart.
I want some discernment over what was keeping me out of my heart all the time.
Why are you even focused on that?
I just
want to know. Okay. They don't really want to focus on the why not, because you're in your heart now. The first word that comes in is fear of being too big. So, again, I'm not supposed to be here and I don't belong, and now I get my big yes. You are supposed to be here, Dan. You're supposed to be doing this work. We saw that last year very clearly. That was a message that was given to you. Again, you mind masturbate things too much. And then you go into doubt and you fall out of your heart. Just know, honey. Know you're supposed to do this. Accept it and dive in with frenzy and excitement. That's all I'm getting, Dan.
Yeah.
That's the
reason.
I
wanted to know the warning sign to go, oh, nope, not going there.
The warning sign is you feel foreign to yourself. Or you feel like you're in the toilet. Or you're depressed and unhappy. All of that, or you get sick, they're saying. All of that means that you leave the power of you and you fall out. Hold on. You fall out of loving getting and being bigger. Love being bigger, Dan. It's what you're supposed to be doing. Okay? All of us. If those of us who are working with our consciousness and living in love do not play bigger, the guys that aren't living in love do. Do you understand? It's not about your ego. It's about your calling. You're supposed to be bigger in this world now. And you can do that baking cookies and never, you know, holding down a job. But be the biggest you, the most joyous you, the most loving you, and take that out into the world. That's what you're supposed to be doing right now in a powerful way. All right, baby. Thank you.
Love you much.
I love you too. Let's see. Katie in New York, you're on.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
I'm great, sweet thing. How are you? Good to hear from you.
I'm okay. Okay, so I wanted to work for a specific company, right? And so this agency I work with, they tell me about jobs. So she had submitted me for two jobs with this company, and I kind of did like a visualization where I felt how I would feel if I got the job. So she called me back and said they are interested in me, but she said, but it's another position and it's paying less money, and it is closer. So I realized maybe I didn't get as specific as I wanted. Like I didn't tell the, I didn't say, okay, I want to work in the legal department and I want to get paid this. I wasn't specific. I just kind of went to the feeling. So I'm just wondering, did I attract the lesser? And I told her I wanted more money, and she was saying because they hired somebody for the same position paying less money, she didn't think they would take me. So I'm just wondering, should I, like, you know, fight for more money or not take it, or should I just take it and still apply and get the position, you know,
eventually right,
get the position
I want. I want you to get quiet.
Okay.
And I want you to fall down into your heart. What's your heart telling you you want?
I'm feeling like it's something steady, steady income. I can kind
okay,
of get a
no,
schedule.
Now we're back into our
okay.
head. Okay.
Okay.
Do you want to take this job or not? Go down into your heart. When you feel into, I'm taking this job, does it feel good or not?
I'm getting that I can take it, I'll have fun, but I want more money.
Okay. So then go down into your heart. I know this is really, and Dan, this is good for you to listen to. Everybody, this is what you do. You see, you think the heart is only for the mushy shit. The heart is for your guidance. So now, what does your heart feel into when I say you're going to go back, you want to take the job, and you want more money?
Okay, let me see. I'm getting something about, I don't know if they're going to give it to me. I don't
that's
know if they're going to value
head.
Me.
See, that's your head.
Okay.
But that tells
I don't
you
know if I...
that mm-hmm. tells you that the belief that they're not going to value you is taking mm-hmm. you out of your heart and putting you into your head. So you've got to mm-hmm. start working on reparenting yourself around, I attract everyone who values me. I'm working on the same thing right
okay.
now
okay.
in my
mm-hmm.
acting world. I
okay.
attract those people who honor me and value me and know my worth.
Okay.
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 So
yeah.
you work in, because until that's in alignment, guys, you keep going in and out of your knowing, and then the universe doesn't know what the hell to do. So they bring you jobs that are almost sort of kind of what you want. The other question the channel wants to ask is, are you financially soluble right now that you could wait if they pass?
Right now I'm doing a job that pays even less money, so I don't think so.
Okay, so this is what the channel is suggesting.
Mm-hmm.
Is put it out there, see if they'll negotiate with you. Take mm-hmm. the job. Mm-hmm. You're either going to work your way up or you're going to create another job the more you
right.
get into alignment with your own self-worth.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree with that. And
that's pretty specific. Okay. So you've got your marching papers, right?
Yes. And I think everything is about your attitude, right?
And your
having
knowing,
a grateful
baby.
Attitude. Right.
Well, yes, but have a grateful attitude about your own magnificence.
Oh, wow. Okay, and I thought about that.
Oh, bingo. I am grateful
okay.
for the magnificent human being that I am. I am grateful that I'm a part of God that created that bluebird and that beautiful rose.
Oh,
I'm
wow.
grateful
that
I'm a part of... Yeah. Okay, well, I want you all to start thinking about that. Be grateful.
Wow.
I am grateful for my own magnificence, and I call in all people that see that magnificence and honor that magnificence and want to work with that magnificence. Okay? And so it is.
Yes.
All right, baby.
I love
Thank
that.
You.
Thank you.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Oh, my gosh. I feel like we're doing a mini webinar here. Chris, hi. You're on.
Hi, Dee. Thanks for taking my call. How are you doing?
I'm pretty fabulous. What's up? Good to hear from you.
Well, I'm calling because a couple of things, but the first one is I kind of just went, kind of just had this bout of like what yesterday I was just completely out of it, like physically, like had a really gnarly headache and was just like really weak and tired and kind of just spent the whole day just like sleeping and resting. And
yeah, and they said this was created by you because you needed a break. You just
okay.
needed a break to hang. And in that sleep pattern where you went in and out, you were being given downloads. Do you remember having
right.
dreams or downloads?
Yeah, I do
or,
remember having dreams and stuff. Yeah.
Okay. So
that makes sense.
They were helping you work on things. So it was actually a positive, Chris. And guys, you don't have to get sick or anything to do that. You can merely choose to take some time off. Meditate, hang out with yourself, channel. You don't have to have an excuse to do that. You're not a bad little boy if you're taking a day off to regroup and rebalance. Okay, and what's the second thing, Chris?
Well, the second thing is things are going pretty well in my business.
Good.
And with my career. And
good.
I'm definitely doing more of what I want to do and what I love to do. And
good.
It is growing, but I would like to create even more money doing what I love. Like,
okay.
Basically, I just want to like expand that and create even more money and more cash flow doing what, you know, I love to do and what I want to do with my business and career.
Okay. So
let's
really go out. So, Chris, let's move out of the I want to. Go to your love place. What is that? Is that your kid?
Yeah, that's Adelia. She's just screaming.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm
okay.
step outside.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Step outside. So, again, they're taking me to the belief that came in earlier in the show. I'm not supposed to be here and I don't belong. And they're giving me like really steep steps, stepping up to the highest place you can be. But every time you step up, you go, okay, well, this is where I'm supposed to be. I'm not supposed to be up there. But you are supposed
really?
To be up there. Yeah. So, well, I absolutely. We know that just from this work. I mean, years ago we started, you know, I am a part of God. I am God energy. I am the energy that knows God. And, you know, and finally they said, no, you got to get on the top step, guys. You're God, period. Everything's God. But you got to claim the highest step on the staircase. So a lot of us, you know, we'll take baby steps and we'll go, well, okay, now I'm out of debt. I did it. Now I'd like to have a little bit more than enough. The next year, oh, I have a little bit more than enough. Well, now I'd like to even have a little bit more. And then you climb another step. Instead of knowing that it's possible to go from the debt you have to a lot of freedom and a lot of money.
Well, that's exactly what I'd love to create.
Well, you know how to create it, Chris. You created it this far. So create celebrating the top of the ladder. That's where I am. I mean, when I say you have given them and yourself a specific amount, which is what Napoleon Hill teaches you to do, and we went over that, I get a no. So I'd start doing some of the stuff that's been on the last few shows. What you're asking for is exactly what we've been teaching the last few shows around this book. Or pick up this book and read it. It's life-changing, I'm telling you. You'll hear it
which
in an entirely different... Think and Grow Rich.
Okay, yeah.
Okay? All right, that's
basically, what my intention for my business is, I've been a solopreneur for years, and it's time for me to move beyond being that and, like, grow.
And make a plan. Make a plan.
Exactly, make a plan.
Write it down. Read it every day. We've gone over all this. If you're listening to the shows, if you're not, if you're just calling in when you got a problem, you can't get the direction that they're giving us. So go get the book now, because I can't go over all of it, Chris. Okay? But you got
okay.
It. You got it. Just keep doing what you've already done. Just go to the top step instead of thinking you have to take another one at a time. Thank you. Love
you.
Thank you.
Love you too.
All right. Ulrike, we're at the end, but I wanted to take your call. I was told to take your call. So quickly, what can we help you with? Ulrike, are you there? Wow, that's weird. Not there. Okay. Boy, I was told to take her call. Kirk, I got to make it fast, baby. What's up?
Hi there.
Hi.
Thanks to everybody on the call. So many of the questions and subjects have been answered. Mom transitioned shortly after the show last week, and I did take her with me up to Nova Scotia. And
beautiful.
It was, yeah.
And how is Kirk doing? Because she's free, you know.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
Fluctuating between feeling good and comfortable. And in communication with her. And
yeah.
Then at times, like I might be feeling a family obligation to be feeling sadder, which I feel is almost a conflict between what I know and feel.
Yeah, so that's old shit that we've been taught, guys. You need to suffer. You need to stay in your pain. You know, and that's true for a while. Give yourself a break. But... then you've got to go, okay, it's done. I really appreciate the Jewish faith and how they handle that. They give you a certain amount of time to grieve, and then they go, okay, now you've got to start living again. And that's what we all have to do with ourselves. And, you know, Kirk, if they need to keep in their grief, then honor them and allow them to do that. While you move on in your life, knowing that you know you're right now, you're in connection with them. Guys, just like I'm talking to you over the airwaves, you talk to them over the airways. It's the same thing, but you got to know you can do that. They're waiting. They're waiting to touch you. They will touch you with pictures. They will definitely touch you with feelings, with songs, you know. So be conscious and peaceful in knowing they didn't go anywhere. You just can't see them.
As I've said for many years, and I truly believe, I say when you're in a state of missing them, you're missing that they're so close, that it's almost like you're trying to believe.
You're absolutely dead on, Kirk, and they're showing me they want to close with this. They're showing me your mother behind you with her arms around you, hugging you from behind. So she's there with you right now. And she also wants you to know it's easier to be with you. She can't reach the rest of them while they're still in grief, but she can come in and be with you because you have your balance back more.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. There's an interesting piece of news for everybody. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for bringing that in. We love you. We certainly put our arms and our love around you and Jane, who lost her beloved husband this week. I spoke with, there's a lot of people leaving, guys, and just know they're leaving by choice. A lot because they just don't want to deal with the stuff going down. It's like, no, I'm not doing this. So they're making that choice.
My mom wants to say hi. She says she knows I talked about you all these years, and she just wanted to say thank you.
Oh, I'm touched, Kirk. I get a big yes on that. You tell her I love her, too, for creating such an amazing human being. I love you, sweetheart. Thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. And here and into another, you know, sometimes I can't even sleep on Saturday night because I get so excited about our shows together. So let's come together and say it now, guys, until we meet again. I love me. I love me. And I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads. Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads.